The team at the Defense Information Systems Agency that works on mobile device security sent the draft version of its security plan for Android devices up to Pentagon Brass last month. Once it's approved, they'll be able to start doing real-world pilot testing on Android devices, as they've already started doing on iPhones and iPads. For now, the only mobile devices approved by DoD are RIM's BlackBerry devices and Windows Mobile smartphones. In any case, says Lieutenant Colonel Anime Torres with DISA's Secure Go Mobile program, a user has to authenticate him or herself with a swipe of a Common Access Identification Card, or CAC.
For us, that's critical. So if I bring to a DoD security a device that I cannot use CAC, then that's a non-starter. So we've been demonstrating that we can use CACs to digital sign, encrypt, decrypt, send attachments, encrypt, encrypted, and all that. Do all that. Also, we've been able to demonstrate that, ooh, I lost my device or somebody stole it, that remotely with one phone call, I can wipe your device. Either wipe the device, just the application in question, or wipe the whole thing.
And the need to be able to wipe devices is, for now, one thing that's keeping DoD from moving toward personally owned devices on defense networks.
If we let people use their own personal devices, and you have photographs that are, you only had one of a kind in there, and we wipe the device, then you may have an issue with us, and we don't want that.
But Torres says the prospect of government ownership of Android and iOS devices is moving forward. Those Security Technical Implementation Guides, or STIGs, her office is working on, she says, demonstrate that DoD can manipulate the off-the-shelf handsets to meet its own security needs.
You need to be able to identify that a phone has been jailbroken, that if you lose it, what do you do? That in our case, cameras are cool, but not so cool when it comes to DoD or some DoD spaces. So you need to be able to disable Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, cameras, and a variety of other things. We've been testing iOS devices using Good Mobile Messaging and some other tools to demonstrate that we can process data, we can secure the data, protect it, protect your identity, and protect the location where you are. Because some people want to be found. They use Twitter, Facebook, say, hey, I'm here. Some people in DoD, you don't need to know where they are.
Some users, though, have reported frustration at having to swipe their ID cards through a separate device in order to authenticate themselves through their mobile devices. At least one branch of DoD, the Army, is beginning to look at alternatives. Major General Stephen Smith heads the Cyber Directorate in the Army CIO's office.
I need something else. It's a little onerous because in a lot of cases with mobile devices, we have a Bluetooth-connected CAC sled. And most of our folks don't really like that. So I need something else.
He says the Army is preparing to send out a request for information to industry to figure out what the next big thing is going to be when it comes to secure personal identification.
I don't personally know what the next form of authentication ought to be. You know, there's certainly a lot of in the field of biometrics, but we've got to be able to store those. We've got to be able to retrieve those. You know, so what's it going to be? Am I going to be able to lick the front of my iPhone? Something with my eyes, my fingertips, but, you know, a lot of the technology we've seen works well in very small enclaves or in the higher security networks. But when you're talking about 1.2 million users who all may have some kind of mobile device, that's going to significantly change the way we buy at the desktop and the way we operate. Because whatever you do in theater, we've got to be able to do at home station. Because you train like you fight.
And Smith says the Army is planning, along with the National Security Agency's Information Assurance Directorate, a pilot project involving cloud computing, tailored to mobile devices. He says the hope is that cloud could offer a way forward as the Army looks to standardize its systems and networks.
So that, in a sense, we go to a thin client or a zero client, whether that's mobile or at the desktop. You know, there's some pretty significant risk to do that, but some pretty significant opportunities. Because it gets us out of a lot of the certification and accreditation, and it screams of standards. So in the cloud, we may be able to have some really good common operating picture or environment, so that our soldiers, you know, our end users won't really know, but they're within the standards. And how we would be able to see those, defend those, and maintain those offers some really interesting opportunities that we're pursuing very heavily.
Smith says the Army is thinking its way through how to handle the apps that get developed for Army-specific purposes. The Army announced plans to create its own software development and distribution marketplace back in April. Smith says they're working out who should operate the structure that supports the Army's mobile apps.
Who's going to provide the software development kit? Who's going to vet those applications? Who's going to store those applications for us on a DoD site? And I personally do not believe the Army should be in that business. I think that's where industry would bring the most strength, because you're already doing that for a living. So providing the kit, you know, the left and right limits, where the information assurance is part of that design, and vet those applications quickly, because if I do it, how long do you think it would take? 9 months. Okay, and I don't want to be in that business.
Torres and Smith both say the push to introduce mobile devices that are popular with consumers is driven by demand from warfighters themselves. And Smith says the Army is committed to getting up-to-date devices into the hands of soldiers.
We're going to make it work, because when a soldier has that kind of level of information at his or her hands, whoever arrives first with the best information generally wins. So we want to see it first, understand it first, and end decisively.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.